tried to plug the television into that dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. We'll get a better result if we stay away from nagging. 62-year-old Malcolm Applegate of Birmingham, England, ran away from home and lived in the woods for 10 years because his wife nagged him so much. Malcolm was a gardener who loved his job and worked long hours before he got married. But when his new wife kept demanding over and over again that he cut his hours and come home earlier, well, Malcolm decided he'd rather live in the woods by himself. Solomon wouldn't have been that surprised. In Proverbs 21:19, he wrote, "It's better to live alone in the desert than with a quarrelsome, complaining wife." So what if the next time I have an issue with my spouse, I look for creative solutions? Or what if I offer to help solve the problem rather than just complain about it? We'll always get a better result if we stay away from nagging, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service has been keeping the River region going since 1949. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get those jackets ready because you're going to need them for tonight. Look for, well, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature will drop to about 43. That breeze will come down. Tomorrow, a great Saturday. High temperature in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Should be chilly Saturday night. That's the night we fall back. We set the clocks back 1 hour as we go back to standard time. Overnight low temperature 45. Nice day Sunday with sunshine high in the lower 70s and a pretty decent chance of showers returning for Monday and Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On November 6th, there's an election.
You might be thinking,
wow, a new president already?
No.
This is not a presidential election.
It's a midterm. Senators,
congresspeople,
governors,
local officials.
All Americans are asking themselves
the same questions.
Should I vote?
How will I know that I should vote?
If celebrities don't tell me to.
Does Emma Stone think I should vote?
What about John Krasinski?
Have you guys seen A Quiet Place? Yes, but that isn't what this is about right now. It's about celebrities.
Telling regular Americans that they have to vote.
Many normal Americans like us don't know what we should do until celebrities tell us what to do.
Should I moisturize?
Jennifer Aniston says you should.
That's a yes. But should we vote?
Some people are calling this the most important election of our lives, but they aren't famous.
Chris Tucker.
Lady Gaga.
Kendrick Lamar.
Will Smith.
Should I vote? Tom Holland. Tom Hardy. Thomas the Tank Engine. Should I vote? Barbara Streisand. Barbara Walters, all the Barbaras.
Ethel Merman?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Angela Bassett?
Kylie Jenner's baby.
Bruno Mars?
The cast of Riverdale.
Your silence is deafening.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was. It's happy hour. Just talk down to 311 FM WACV. I'm your snotty host, Greg DeVille. My tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too, and maybe...
Oh!
We'll see.
And here they are.
Jennifer, please clap.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm all right. Just wonderful. How are you?
I was listening to you on the way in this afternoon.
What did you think? Was I rude? I was trying not to be rude.
Imagine a talk host.
Yeah.
Asking if he can get a word in wedgewise.
Right.
I think I've done that, haven't I?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying not to. I was holding back.
It was very entertaining.
Good.
I'm in a pretty good mood today. Because right now, I mean, today, with the numbers that came out, the economic numbers that came out, which were spectacular, it's almost as if Trump orchestrated his best report card to come out the Friday before Election Day. So it puts people in the position of, okay, things are going pretty good. I mean, it's not just the number of people employed. It's the type of jobs. It's the personal income growth. All of that is in positive territory. There's a million jobs waiting to be filled right now. So what rational person is going to go into a voting booth and vote against that? I got to go by what Carville said. Democrat, all the way, tried and true. He was the one that probably got Bill Clinton his second term because he said it's the economy, stupid.
Yep.
Because how people are living, are they confident? Do they, you know, I want to go see Jeff Mallinson at Georgia Floors Direct, so do I hold my breath and hope that I don't get fired or that things are going to take a negative turn? All of those long-term thinking type of things are very big. So you may not like Trump, and you may not like the way he comports himself, but damn, this is a guy that made promises and has kept them. Big time. In addition to doing serious damage to ISIS, he's taken a stand on border control that a majority of Americans agree with. So I'm just wondering, if you're voting Democrat, what is it that you are for on Tuesday? What is it you're for? You don't like any of this that's going on? You don't like the hiring that's going on? You don't like the wage growth that's going on? What is it you're voting for? Because if you're just voting Democrat to vote against Donald Trump, you're an idiot. That's stupid. But you see, the culture of this country, when it comes to politicians, has been so incredibly shifted because rather than look at results, and I think when people are alone in that booth and they don't have to worry about what Don Lemon had or some other jackoff is going to say about how they think or vote, they're going to end up voting for prosperity. Not Donald Trump, for prosperity, for a country that's in a position to provide better opportunities for them, for their kids, etc. So I'm kind of confident, not 100%, but I'm a little more confident right now about Tuesday, and that because if we lose the House, we're going to lose our minds with it because they're not going to be interested in furthering Trump's agenda. They're going to be interested in doing endless investigations, chasing the same ghost they've been chasing for the last 2 years with Mueller and all that. Where's the Mueller report? Where's the big bomb that was going to come from that was going to destroy Trump, require, not just lead to, but demand his impeachment? There's nothing. You know, you bring it on Monday? I don't think so. If there was anything in there that was damaging, it would have been leaked. Because that whole committee is packed with Democrat hacks. So, unless some monumental thing occurs between now and Tuesday that I can't...
I don't think anything will. The last thing I read that was a rumor about the Mueller investigation is that after the midterms, what he's been trying to do is subpoena Trump before the grand jury, like Ken Starwood did with Clinton. And of course Giuliani and Trump are fighting that, and we'll see what happens. That's because there's a secret witness in the D.C. Circuit Court. Well, and they think it's about Trump being subpoenaed.
Well, as Ted Kennedy once put it, I'll drive off that bridge when I get to it.
Right.
But Tuesday's the election, and I really think that the news today had to clinch it for some people because it was just too good. Now, I'm sure the media is reporting the bejeebers out of those numbers. Not. They had how many times during the 8 long negative years of...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Did we hear, the number of jobs was surprisingly short of expectations. We heard that every time. With every failed monthly report, it was lower than expected. But only an imbecile would expect things to grow with the kind of things they were doing during his administration. 250,000 jobs in October. That's better, far better than expectations. 4.5 million jobs created since President Trump's election. After 2 years of Obama, he and Joe Biden were standing there with a shovel and their weenies in their hand going, there's no such thing as shovel-ready jobs. The only thing, job with a shovel was the one cleaning up the BS they were dropping. Construction, manufacturing, transportation, warehousing, education, health services all saw major job gains in October. The jobs that Obama said, they're gone, they're not coming back. Kiosks and airports. It's amazing, isn't it? Hourly earnings rose by 3.1% over the last 12 months, the largest increase since 2009. And let's not forget that a lot of wage information was skewed because of Obamacare, because companies that wanted to avoid the penalties are not provided the health insurance, just cut their employees to under 30 hours. You know what that does? That also cuts wages, too, because there's a cap on how much you can make. It's the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. That's better than... Never thought I'd hear the... See that? Better than Ronald Reagan. Like Ronald Reagan, I haven't seen us start in a lot of ridiculous wars. We know who the bad guys are. ISIS, he's gone after them balls to the wall. And made a lot of progress. Of course, the media doesn't report that. They're more worried about what's on the back of Melania's jacket. So again, the question is, okay, so what are you voting for on Tuesday? That's the question that'll be asked all over the country, and I think there's going to be some real shockers. In addition to those things that we are pretty confident, like the number of seats in the Senate, was it Mr. Blackman that said New Jersey?
Yes, and Dan has been hinting at that as well, because Robert Menendez is...
I would like anybody that would vote for that little turd. How can you look at this man and what he's done?
It gets back to politics is local, and it's about the character of the person. It's not just voting for the team. And Menendez, even if he was cleared, so-called cleared in that corruption trial, there are a lot of people who watched that in New Jersey.
Somebody else that was in that trial with him did get convicted.
Right. It's so amazing how that worked out. Smells to high heaven.
Yeah. And besides, the people in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut may have a Republican governor. They're sick of paying high taxes. And they look around, and when they hear that there's no state income tax in Florida, or they find out what the property taxes are in Alabama, and on and on and on, there's states, Tennessee, no income tax. So they're fleeing these states that have these ridiculous local taxes. Chicago, you got your federal tax. If you make a good income, you got your federal tax. If you're an upgrade, you pay the top federal bracket rate. The Illinois state rate is, they've been increasing it incrementally for years. And then you have, on top of that, a sales tax that's even higher than ours here, at 10 3/8 in Chicago. That's what Democrats give you. And you know what? The roads are still in crappy condition there. The teachers, the schools, they suck. So people are going to start asking questions like, why do we keep voting for this same shaving cream time after time?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at today.
Well, and here in Alabama, unless we're talking about some local stuff like these, like the state amendments, we're really in the audience chairs watching what's going to happen in national contentious elections. You know,
there's a little other clue that happened in here during the primaries. Look who was voted out. Alvin Holmes. There's another guy who's been a long-term state seat holder. I think that's got to do with an awakening where people are saying, why do we keep putting this guy in? Things haven't gotten better for us. We're still living in a bleep hole. Why do we keep sending these people back? You may see that happen on a more widespread basis. There could be some big local surprises. Because we had a guy who promised this X, Y, and Z results, and he's delivered them. He's kept a lot of promises, almost 300. So I want this to be over with one way or the other, but I'm feeling a little better today than maybe I was a week ago about... Of course, the media, they just keep pounding. They're going to live the blue wave. There's no blue wave. There's not going to be a blue wave. That I can say with 100% certainty. Not going to be a blue wave. But those who are voting blue, what the hell? Why would you? Not that Republicans are great either. We got a whole bunch of lame-ass Republicans, but the key guys, and that includes Lindsey Graham, have stepped up. Andy, you're our first caller of the afternoon. Welcome.
All right. First thing first, April 24th.
April 24th, 424, for the big shot. Yes.
All right. Something about that caller during the last hour, which I know this is a new show.
Yeah.
But she said that that this is a conservative radio station and that everybody needs to have conservative views. I've honestly never saw this as just a conservative, right-wing Republican network. I've always saw it as more of a down the middle, tell you the truth, and let you pick how you should vote, which happens to be Republican because that is the correct way to vote when you hear all the facts.
Well, first of all, let's be real clear about one thing. At the level of upper level, we're not told what to say.
No.
We're not told what positions to take. Nobody hands out talking points every day saying, here's today's spiel. This is what we want to sell the public. It's just not that way.
Well, and there are a hell of a lot of conservatives out there, whether or not you're conservative, there are a hell of a lot of conservatives out there who would agree with me that our politics is a mess. The economy's great. But the way things work right now in this country with, oh my goodness, it's a mess.
Oh yeah, and I've always been more of a libertarian, but I realize that as long as I vote for a Republican, I'm going to keep the economy strong. And so I might be a libertarian by heart, but I vote Republican because I know that's what this country needs.
Well, I would like to see the libertarians of America make a concerted effort to get with Republican leadership, reach out, and not limit yourselves to this island.
Yeah, but that's the...
maybe there can be some...
That's the terrible thing.
But the terrible thing is going to wind up probably getting a Democrat elected in Indiana because libertarians take votes away from Republicans, not Democrats.
Right, and that's why it's like the whole Martha Roby thing. Granted, I'm not a big fan of Martha Roby. I did not vote for her in the primary, but I will vote for her next Tuesday.
Yes, I would too, except I don't live in her district anymore.
I still do.
But if I did, I would.
Yeah. All right, then. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks for the call. All right, and because it's Friday, we still do All Request Friday at 272-9228. One of our great sponsors for, almost 10 years now has been Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. This is a company that does really, really critical work when our wounded warriors come home to their homes and after serving and have come home with a Purple Heart and a situation to go with it that requires long-term care or adjustments in the way they live their lives. Gulf States Mobility is the company that steps in and customizes an approach to help them make that transition back to life here, to restore as many choices as possible, to not take a defeatist. Because the people they work with don't take that. Okay, I got dealt a bad hand here, but I want to do as much for myself as I can. And that's how the partnership with Gulf States Mobility works so incredibly well. If you'd like to see some of the technologies and things they're doing for people who have caught that very tough break, visit them on Facebook or call them at 514-6590 if you know somebody who needs ramps, rails, customized motorized equipment, chairlifts for stairs, and more. Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka, 325.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
For a limited time at VisionWorks, you can get two complete pairs of glasses. Frames, lenses, the works for just $49 on single vision glasses and $89 on progressives. And that's a good deal. But we offer that pricing on over 500 frames, which makes it a great deal. A great deal better than the other guys. Right now, buy two complete pairs of single vision glasses for just $49 or two pairs of progressives for only $89. VisionWorks, we're here to help you. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires November 10th.
Know someone who'd like a power tool for Christmas? Get a Ryobi combo kit now at the Home Depot at a new lower price of $99. That'll save you $50. Get a Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus drill and impact driver kit with two lithium-ion batteries that power over 125 Ryobi tools for $99. And get an early start on the holidays. This is how you take care of your Christmas shopping list. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through January 23rd.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Dedicating this to Rick.
Cool.
Dirty planes full of diseases. Virus on the headrest and the seat backs full of feces. More bacteria in the air than on the ground. You're gonna get E. coli poisoned up in the clouds. It's crappy and grody planes will get you sick. Man, I'm so grossed out. Germy on the jets. Go from the plane to the hospital, 'cause airplanes are never clean. You're gonna get the flu, Ebola too. More bacteria than a toilet seat. Oh, Germy on the jets.
There's a surprise. Research shows that jets are germier than ever. And I got to tell you something. And Rich flew to Washington and came back, and he had a... Everybody's getting it. It's not just here. It's all over the place. The problem with this bronchial thing or whatever you call it is that it just doesn't go away. I'm doing an IV tomorrow, an infusion. High vitamin C and zinc. Just trying to do what I can to keep it from knocking me off my feet. I don't want to miss work. And I know that, well, you guys don't want to miss me either, do you?
No.
Wow. Well, that's very kind. Request?
Yes.
Actually, no, that was somebody singing my praises to toot my own horn here.
Why don't they go on the air and do it?
Well, call us back, Barbara, if you like. Barbara calls all the time.
Good words for Joey are welcome on the show. What do you think this is? That's weird. Let's see who this is. Who's this?
This is Gene. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
What's up?
Joey, I'm 63. Agreed with everything you said. So don't let all that other stuff bother you. You're a good guy, and you do a good thing, and do a good job. You had a great teacher in Mr. Budell.
Indeed I do.
Well, I do want to say this. He reminded me of me in a couple of moments this afternoon.
Well, he did great. I admire what he did. The first election I ever voted in was when Jimmy Carter was running. I was raised a Democrat. Everybody told me I needed to vote for Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
I didn't. Mm. And so I'm thankful that I didn't. And I've always been kind of Republican, independent, libertarian, just kind of who the person and who, what I'm looking for. But again, I think Joey did a good job, and not to run in onto your show, Mr. Budell. But a friend of mine called me today and said that they had a company meeting. They said they thought they was all in trouble when they shut down the whole plant and brought everybody in to have a meeting. And the plant manager stood up there and said everything was going great and was giving everybody in the plant a $2 an hour raise.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So, and well, anybody wants to be a Democrat or vote a Democrat,
they want to take the tax cut back.
Well, that's what I know. And this company is, I can remember when they was laying off and struggling. Now they've been doing great. And to show the employees, you know, all the work they put in, across the board, you're going to give everybody in the plant a $2 an hour raise.
Remember last year when the tax cuts kicked in, a lot of the big companies handed out $1,000 bonuses. Of course, Nancy Pelosi says, well, that's crumbs. And to her, it is, because she's a uber millionaire many times over. But
well, to me, all these Democrats is wanting these handouts and all, because when somebody else needs to sit down, write Pelosi or Feinstein, all these other rich Democrats, a letter, and they want everybody to share the wealth and ask them to give them some money and see how much they get.
Very little. They're the cheapest people. Conservatives, that's proven. Conservatives are more generous.
Y'all have a great weekend.
All righty. Here is Sean.
Hey, hello?
Yes.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, so, hey, Joey. I just want to call in because I heard, you know, the bit from Georgia earlier, and I just wanted to comment on that a little bit. And I don't, so everybody gets caught up in the tyranny of now, you know? And, you know, nothing that you said was wrong. It's just funny that whenever you don't agree completely with someone's political view, then you have to start. The only other way to debate, or one of the other ways to try and debate that, is to condescend or point out other reasons, you know, that aren't germane to the topic. So, you know, and, you know, another part of the, where the system fails us sometimes is that you're kind of, because it takes a long time before you can pick, you can actually, you know, maybe make a third party relevant. You know, you get caught up in the fact that you're kind of trapped into this, maybe voting for a party that makes most of your case, but not the one that you really want, and you're trying to make progress, but you end up helping the party that you don't necessarily want to if you happen to like a third party option. And so I've got a family. I'm not old, but I'm not young. And, you know, all those things that you're concerned with, you know, I think if everybody was honest, they're concerned about that also.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me explain the difference between 8 years of debt with Obama and the debt that we're sitting on now. With Obama, we were running up this incredible debt, but our economy was going nowhere. And it's harder to pay back or pay down a debt when revenues are stagnant, when the economy is just muddling along, which was the, at best, and the best period at any time during his presidency, it was pretty weak, I mean, in terms of economic results. The amount of revenue going into D.C. has never been higher because we have more people paying taxes, even though we cut the tax rate. Now, yeah, they got to deal with that, but I don't worry about that as much when we're producing the revenue we are now, because it's becoming a smaller part of the, is it the GDP?
Yeah, the GDP.
But yeah, Trump, in case the media didn't really do much with it, asked every one of his cabinet members, except for the military, to find ways to cut their budgets by 5%.
Yeah.
When was the last time? Follows through with it.
Well, they got to, you know, he'll be expecting them to come back with a way to do it. Because he doesn't put that out there and then say, you know, oh, well, I didn't really mean that. He'll want to know.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, and he's probably, you know, one of the first ones to say, hey, you're getting plenty of revenue. You need to be more judicious with it.
I always think about Laura Ingraham's comments about when she was working for the Department of Education, these giant buildings with long corridors of empty offices, and people that were there had no idea what they were doing. And they were hauling in six-figure salaries for what? Some were actually frustrated because they didn't have anything to do, but they had a job. That's the government. Way too big.
Yeah.
Way beyond its constitutional sanctions. We'll see if he can dial that back. Thank you for the call. All right, JJ.
Hey, I got a request, and I'd like to get a chance on that bump hour big shot.
Okay, month and date of birth?
January 25.
All righty.
I don't remember the name of that bit, but it's like off a movie or something where the guys are talking about a long, smooth cast.
Austin Powers?
What's
that in the sky?
Put me in for that. That's funny stuff.
All right, we'll get that in right after the traffic. That's a good place to put it. Good place to stick it. That long smooth. It's 3:36.
Well, just on the debt and deficit real quick, there will be a day reckoning, and I hope both parties and people in power reckon with it. Because if we don't, say with Social Security in law right now, there's an automatic 25% cut. If it goes actually insolvent, the payments can't be made. So instead of that being the case, like you just got Social Security, right, Greg? You talked about it on air all day.
And your point is?
If the politicians don't solve the problem, how would you like a 25% cut to that thing you work for your whole life?
They wouldn't do that to me.
Right.
Because they know 82% of us are going to show up on Tuesday.
But they better do something about it at some point before that day comes.
I think what they're going to do, and you should look forward to this.
Yeah.
Because as time passes, life expectancies grow. I remember when my age used to seem old. they'll adjust to the expectation on life. And I think you'll be able to collect when you're about 90.
See, I'm an opt-out guy. I don't want it. But I think there are ways to solve the problem.
They may do that. They may end up doing that. The one guy who tried to solve that problem was Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as he used the word private,
yep.
God, you think he was talking about...
You better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant...
Wang! Oh, that's the short one. That's the short wang.
I've heard that before.
I will look for the full-length wang. Yeah, there is a longer version. That'll be coming up later. That was just a sneak preview. And I got to bury it in the middle of this next commercial break between a couple of spots. And we need some requests. Let's liven it up. Let's have some fun this afternoon. How about some toast, since it's so cold?
Yeah, I would love some toast.
Actually, the temperature is 55 right now, but the wind is coming out of the west at about 15 to 20, so there's actually kind of a wind chill factor in place. It's great. Look, we went down there, we come trudging back upstairs after roasting our nuts on the thinking stoop, and boy, can't wait for the cold. Well, it's here. So let's enjoy it. Let's suck it down and enjoy it. On the other hand, for those of you who have not had somebody out to check your central heating, air conditioning, and plumbing systems, a Clark's Club membership is a good idea for you, especially if you haven't used your heater yet. Get them out, have them clean that thing, and take a look at it, make sure that it's operating efficiently and there's nothing going on that could lead to systemic failure and system replacement. Every homeowner has that nightmare. I don't want to have to replace my AC. I don't want to have to put on a new roof. Now, Clark's doesn't do roofing, but they do AC replacement, and Bobby Clark said it should last 20 to 30 years, but it won't unless you give it some maintenance, some ongoing love, and that's what Clark's can provide, with people that are the best at what they do, people who have been thoroughly vetted, background checked, drug tested on an ongoing basis, and an incredibly talented team of plumbers. These are top-notch technicians, so you're getting and paying for the very best there are. Call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. We'll grab this call from Weeks.
Hey, I know I'd called on the wrong day. It's Friday, and yesterday was Thursday with Terry, but you've talked about or brought up at least QAnon on here a couple of times.
Sure.
Last night there was a post from Q for the first time in like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing really juicy, but it's just a message of unity before the election.
Really?
It was nice. There have been a couple more today. But I'd like to request, if I could, the local representative or politician farts in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And if I could get in for the big shot, it's 11:12.
All right.
All right.
You are in.
Thank you.
Hang up. I'm gonna go into this traffic report with Gil Fulbright for you.
Sure. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good weekend.
All righty. It is 3:41. By the way, we got breaking baseball news, Joey.
Shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The whole baseball world's been abuzz about what Clayton Kershaw, the Los Angeles Dodgers, going to do. He's now had a year added to his contract. 3 years, $93 million. He stays in L.A.
Oh, man, he made a nice chunk of change. I mean, that's how you do a deal. That's how you do a deal.
Speaking of deals.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are still under the all clear. Everything's still looking real good. As you get out on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway to head home, no problems on the 31s, no problems on Taylor Road or Vaughn Road right now. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 13th. Classes start January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks with today's headlines. Montgomery County residents will soon be able to use their cell phones to text emergencies to 911 during situations when you can't call. The sheriff's office says the equipment and lines are in place. Officials are waiting on the state to finish configurations before they roll out the new feature. They expect it'll be at least another month before it's available. Montgomery's Department of Sanitation has consolidated its Saturday bulk trash pickup points at Danley Elementary School on Carter Hill Road and Peter Crump Elementary on Woodley Road. If you dropped off your trash at either of those sites, you'll now take your trash to a site at the Old Montgomery Mall, now called the One Center. This service is offered on the first and third Saturday of each month from 9 a.m. until 3:30. You can dispose of large items that may not fit in your trash can, like tree limbs, furniture, and even appliances. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get those jackets ready because you're going to need them for tonight. Look for, well, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature will drop to about 43. That breeze will come down. Tomorrow, a great Saturday. High temperature in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Should be chilly Saturday night. That's the night we fall back. We set the clocks back 1 hour as we go back to standard time. Overnight low temperature 45. Nice day Sunday with sunshine high in the lower 70s and a pretty decent chance of showers returning for Monday and Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues. But that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative District 88. Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 680806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
The Home Depot is rethinking tile, and we're starting at square one with all the top styles at the lowest prices, guaranteed. And now with bulk pricing, you can save on the look you want for any size job, even special orders. So retile a kitchen, reimagine a bath, indoor, outdoor, any room of the home. Rethink tile and save. Everything you need for your next tile job is here for less. Nobody beats our prices. We guarantee it. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Available now. Julia Roberts comes to Prime Video in a new series, Homecoming.
You were employed at the Homecoming Transitional Support Center?
I was a counselor. I worked with soldiers.
Critics rave. Homecoming is enthralling. Truly eerie. A throwback thriller, expertly done. Directed by the creator of Mr. Robot.
The soldiers, were they there on a voluntary basis?
I don't know.
Homecoming. Stream it now, only on Prime Video.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastburg Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastburg Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastburg is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas open house. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Colonel? You better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, yeah.
Wait. That's not a word, Pecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang! Pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson. Yes, sir.
By the way, Willie Nelson, you're a burned-out douchebag, okay? Yeah. I said it. He is. 350.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection.
Push to the dark or the light, and then if a pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez.
Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city. So don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay then, I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake, where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your god mind? Do you want to go to war, Balaki?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is 3:53 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We were talking at the beginning of the show because we've all been focused on this upcoming Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I think the information, the jobs report, the economy, you know, people, first of all, we know that people by ever-increasing numbers, aren't listening to the networks, could care less what CNN is telling them or MSLSD. Those who take the time to look at news, wherever they get it, see these incredible economic numbers. And again, it goes to what do you see? You know, how are the people in your life doing? What are they saying to you? All of that adds up to votes. And this is not just one good month. This is a pattern we've been on literally since Trump won the election, when all like the Paul Krugmans and all the dooms, oh, he's going to crash the economy and this, we're going to be at war with everybody. They said the same BS about Ronald Reagan. It was just a little nicer then. But he was, you know what really saved him was getting shot. I hate to say it, but I really think that they had a big impact on the media dialing back their ugliness. Because they were just as bad then as they are now. Nothing's changed in that regard over 40 years. And they still begrudgingly give him credit for being a pretty good president. He's not in the top four like Obama. So, again, if it's the pocketbook, as Carville told Clinton, Republicans should be okay on Tuesday. It's frightening that it isn't a landslide for them, actually. Why would you not want to continue prosperity? The other thing, I've read so many of these stories over the last week. Trump has been campaigning all over the country like a maniac. And everywhere he goes, he packs the house.
Oh, yeah.
Packs the house and leaves thousands of people. We're talking about lines that are miles long. Nobody. You want to talk about voter enthusiasm? These are not crazy people. These are people who love their country, who are glad somebody has expressed openly the same level of passion that they feel. This is something the Democrats just don't get. Most of us think this is a pretty damn great country. We don't want to be Europe. If we wanted to be Europe, we'd move there, wouldn't we? Where France is now we got to teach Arabic in our schools because of the invasion. That's what Trump is trying to stop at the border. So, on the issue of voter enthusiasm, Bernie Sanders was Mr. Electric. I don't really mean that in that sense. But, you know, in the primaries 2 years ago, he drew big enthusiastic crowds.
He did.
He's barely, like when he did that campaign appearance with that Gillum idiot, the avowed socialist in Florida, who has, by the way, been discovered to have a rather racist support team, to say the least. There are some people that buy white privilege, but when a politician's inner circle is referring to white people as crackers, that's not appropriate. That's not right. I think he's going to lose. When you look at voter enthusiasm, that did not happen for Obama. Obama had the Greek columns and the 80,000 people in Denver, and it was downhill from there, really. A year later, he was drawing fractions of what he had. It's been 2 years, and people wait for hours in line and pack the house everywhere he goes. Is he? And you've even had some of these Dem pundits say, well, you know, he's like Jim Jones and Hitler and all this. Stop with that. Just stop with the Hitler BS. It's amazing how they keep going back to the same old crappy crutches. So on a voter enthusiasm basis, I think that's going to carry the day. And Kavanaugh. That seems like a long time ago now, doesn't it? This is my concern, that the momentum, the zeal, the anger that people would want to express at the ballot box for the way that man was treated by those Feinstein and those J.O.s, they would knock people over to vote against that kind of behavior, that thuggish mob behavior. It is. It's really a mob. So on that basis, too, I think Tuesday should be pretty okay and could be some shocking surprises. And then the fun part will be listening to how it gets analyzed. I'm sure the crackpots will be out Tuesday night in great force. We're going to take a quick break here before Fox at the top of the hour. JT, hold your line. We'll get to you quickly.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at the same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source.